106.5 Mountain FM. It's Rob Murray and our Mountain Insider, Tanya Faubert. Have you been inside the old library building since they've totally renovated the whole thing?
Absolutely. And I think we're ready to start calling it Arts Place.
I think we are too. I mean, the sign's out there.
The sign's out there.
You will walk in there and you will not recognize a place. It looks totally modern. They've done such a bang up job with making this arts and cultural facility. They've got tons of space in there. They've got wet space. They've got dry space for ceramics and pottery and workshops and classes. And they've got this really great black box theater, 105 seats, which seems really small, but with full lights and sound, it's like nothing we have right now in the Bow Valley. And it's going to attract some of the smaller shows that we weren't able to get before, which is awesome. And it's just going to become a real hub of the artistic community here.
They are finally reaching the point where they're ready to open their doors and say, come on, Canmore, let's get creative.
In fact, it's so exciting that the premier of Alberta is coming for her first sort of public event visit since being elected. Premier Rachel Notley is coming to the Arts Place ribbon cutting on Thursday at 3 o'clock.
We have such a strong and vibrant arts community. There is so much celebration going on around the opening next weekend as well. And having the premier there, like, feather in your cap.
Yeah, no kidding. The Canmore Studio and Gallery Tour kind of kicks things off this weekend. We've got Saturday and Sunday. People can check out all these studios and galleries. There's going to be demonstrations, chance to meet the artists. Check out artsplacecanmore.com for participating venues. Then Thursday, the ribbon cutting at 3 o'clock with Premier Notley. We're going to have the mayor spotlight on the arts.
We have amazing local members of our community who support the arts, who are part of the arts being honored. While we've had these awards for a while, the fact that our mayor is a potter makes it all the more appropriate.
Totally. And then we're back to Arts Place for Friday night and the Creative Combat event on the 25th. That's going to be artists fighting it out via their artwork in sort of a time challenge with drinks and hors d'oeuvres being served. It's going to be really fun. Saturday and Sunday all day long, the Festival of Art and Creativity. Lots going on. The winners of our Arts Play Storytelling Competition are going to be presenting at the campfire on the 26th. It's just a great time to be artistic in the Bow Valley right now.
And there's so much going on. I think that there's an opportunity for everyone to find something to say, hey, you know what? Let's be part of this creative celebration.
Totally. ArtsPlaceCanmore.com has a full list of events. And if you want tickets for the Mayor's Spotlight on Thursday the 24th, just head over to canmore.ca for all the details or stop by the Arts and Culture Office.